If you have your Bible, turn tonight to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I want to begin reading this afternoon on verse 14. Verse 14. The Bible says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they should live, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." As we see this here tonight, and we see the Lord talking, Paul's talking to the Corinthians, talking about how that we're constrained in Christ. And in other words, he's the one that holds us together and brings us to a place where we can worship the Lord and see those good things that he has for us. He realizing that all are dead and trespassing in sins. But when Jesus comes along, praise God, He raises the dead. He done that many, many times. There's never no dying takes place around the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything around Him is made alive, praise God. Ain't you glad for that tonight? I'm glad that there's life in the Lord Jesus. But as we see this, the Bible said that He died for all. That's how we live tonight, because Jesus died for us. And if He died, praise God, then can we live victorious in Him? But he said, wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after flesh, yet now henceforth know we him the more. So he's not in the flesh no more, praise God. He's in the Spirit. He's a spiritual God. Praise God. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father on high, speaking to us spiritually. Amen. Glory be to God. So that we might be encouraged in the Spirit. So we might have help in the Spirit. So that the Spirit of God will be real in our lives. We can see Christ high and lifted up. But as we see this here, he's talking about that new man that he's looking for, that God's a longing for, that God's a helping to prepare even today. In verse 17, he said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature." He said, "Those old things are passed away." Amen. Glory be to God. We become new in Christ Jesus. I was thinking on this yesterday, and I was thinking about this new man, putting on a new attire, having a new body, having a fellowship, a new fellowship with Lord. And I thought about this up on the hill of my house. I saw a boy had on a pair of raggedy jeans. And it was pretty rough looking. And I got to thinking myself, you know, sometimes you can take a pair of old raggedy jeans and you know, if ain't it, you can put a patch here and there and get by just a little bit longer. But I got to look at them raggedy jeans and that boy had on. I thought to myself, praise God, he don't need no patches. What he needs is some brand new jeans. Amen. Glory be to God. What we need today in the hour that we live, praise God, is some new jeans. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why I'd like to preach for just a little while, if God help my heart tonight, on brand new jeans. Amen. Brand new jeans. I'm talking about G-E-N-E-S. Praise God. And these old jeans that we wear around here in the world, we wear them out. Amen. These old bodies that we wear around in this world, praise God, we wear them and we wear them out. Amen. Praise God. And you say, "Well, preacher, I ain't wore out." Just wait a little while. Praise God. It's coming. Amen. They don't want to think about that. It's depressing. You say, "Well, praise God, I want to say, glory be God, you need to be looking for a new body." Yeah. Amen. Praise God, if you get to looking for a new body, praise God, this other one, it don't seem like it bothers you so much. But we have a cause and an effect in this thing. Amen. Because you don't take care of it, praise God, your body wears out. And the best that you can do to take care of it, these old jeans, praise God, they wear out. Yeah. Amen. I've got jeans in the house, and I, honest to goodness, I don't know what happens to them. I think my wife does something to them. Now, she don't wear my pants. Amen. I know some ladies that do. But she don't wear my pants. So the only person that's responsible for my jeans is me. And I go every now and then, I get me a couple of new pairs so I have them, you know, to go out, whatever I need to do. So it don't look so bad. But it seems like something happens to my new jeans all the time, and before you know it, they look all ratty and ragged and wore out. They get all faded out and they don't look good. Amen? Why? Because that's cause and effect. Because I wear them in this world, praise God, it has an effect on them. Amen? And before they get too bad, I chunk them and I get me some more. But I've got, my wife fussed at me. I've got two full drawers of old jeans. Three full drawers. Three full drawers of old jeans. Amen? And she said, well, why don't you get rid of them? It's old and ratty looking. I said, because I can wear them for every day. Amen? I said, I can wear cause and effect, because I can effectively wear them for every day and save my goodens. Amen? So they'll last longer. But it doesn't seem like they last a day longer than the other ones. Amen? Because somehow I'll run in from somewhere, somewhat, and I'll run out and I'll say, well, I'll just run out and do this. Or I'll run out and do that. And I've got them jeans on. And next thing I know, I've got a spot here and a spot there, and I have to get down, I have to scrub them to try to get that old spot to just, praise God, out of them. And next thing you know, these wore spots. They start looking rough. Amen? So they go in the drawer. Amen? I go out there to Walmart and I buy me some new ones. Amen? Now some of you may go buy them high dollar ones. Amen? I don't buy the high dollar ones. Amen? I buy them because they don't last a bit longer than them Walmart brand. Amen? So I get them new jeans, praise God, and I wear them a little while and they're dirty and they get messed up too. That's that cause and effect. Walking in this world, praise God, and we get dirty. We get wore out. That's just the effect of walking in the world. And sometimes we get ratty and tattered in this world. But I'm glad, praise God, there's a God in heaven that loves us and He's there to help us. Help us make our lives. So we see that sometimes life is in need of repair. And we can maybe patch them and hold them together for a little while. But I can't stand patches. I told my mother, I said, if I ever get growed up, I'll never put patches on my britches. She used to buy them old Sears tough skin britches. And they had them things in the knees, so you couldn't wear the knees out. Because after 10 or 12 washes, them things cracked on the inside. And you get down scuffed around these, that eats you up. Amen. It was like having cockle burrs on your kneecaps. I told my mother, I said, if I ever get the shed of these things, I'll never wear patches on my jeans again. Amen. But I've got some clothes that's got patches. Amen. But they're not on my knees. Amen. Praise God, that cause and effect. Life's like that, amen. Sometimes you need a little repair, but sometimes it gets past repairing. Amen. Sometimes you just need some new jeans. Amen. So what Paul talked about, he said, you know what? He said, wherefore, henceforth, and now we know no man after flesh, but we know Jesus. Amen. That spiritual man. In 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Amen. He said, praise God, you're not that old man today that you used to be. He said, you're a new creation, a new creature in Christ Jesus. John chapter 3, Jesus was talking to Nicodemus. He said, there was a man of the Pharisees, verse 1, named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. And the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee. And he said, Nicodemus, I'm talking to you. So you need to be paying attention. Amen. You ask me a question, I'm going to give you the answer. He said, except the man be born again, he said, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time in his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answering, verily, verily, I say unto you, or unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, he told Nicodemus here, he said, except you be born again, he said, you'll not see the kingdom of God. Amen? And he said, verily, verily, he said, of a truth, he said, truly, he said, if I say unto thee, he said, I'm not still talking to you. And he said, except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Amen? So he said, hey, listen, he said, if you're not born again, you'll not see the kingdom of God. You know why so many people ain't thinking, ain't looking for the Lord to come back? Because they've never seen the kingdom of God. Amen. Because they've never been born again. They're not expecting, they're not looking for the kingdom of God. They're not expecting, praise God, till He comes. The Lord's coming in just a little while. And we need to be ready to go be with Him. But He said, you must be born again. Or you can't enter into the kingdom of God. He said, you're not going to see it. He said, you're not going, and surely not going to be able to go in unless you're born again. And he said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. But he said, that's why he said you got to be born of the water, that water type of the Word, and the Holy Spirit of God. Where God takes the Word of God and touches your heart with the Spirit of God to the saving of your soul. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, that which is born of the flesh, flesh, that's born of the Spirit is spirit. He said, Marvin, I say unto thee, ye must be born again. He said, you must be born again. Amen. He said, if not, you'll not see the things that you're looking for. Amen. He said, you'll be left out. Because he said, you've got to be born again. He said, when you get born again, praise God, you know what you get? He said, you'll get them brand new jeans. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Right. When you get born again, praise God, you get born from above, you get those brand new jeans. Those jeans that God will give you. Amen. Look over at Luke chapter 1. You remember the story in the book of Luke? Bible said there was a virgin called Mary. Amen. In Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Now watch this. He said, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Amen. To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph in the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Amen? Blessed art thou among women. He said, and when she saw him, she was troubled and at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary. For thou hast found favor with God. Now watch this. He said, And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. But now watch this. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? She said, How in the world can this be? How can this happen? She said, I've never been with a man. How can I conceive and bring forth a son? But watch what God says. Verse 35 said, The angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Amen. Praise God. So what he's talking about here, she said, when the power of the highest shall come upon you. He said, you know what's going to take place? He said, it's going to be a supernatural event that's going to take place in your life, Mary. He said, it's going to be a supernatural event, and the Holy Ghost of God is going to come down, and the power of the high, the power of God Almighty is going to come upon the scene. He's going to overshadow you, praise God, and you're going to be with child of God Almighty. Amen. You know what he's talking about? He said, this old world is corrupt. This old world's vile, praise God. He said, the only way to fix it is for the world to get some new genes. Amen. He said, those genes, praise God, it's been passed down for generations. Those G-E-N-E-S genes, praise God. He said, they're corrupt. They're contaminated. And he said, the only way to fix it, praise God, is get some new genes.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So God told Mary, praise the Lord, through Angel Gabriel, he said, praise God, I'm going to give you some brand new genes. Praise God, I'm going to allow you to be the one that brings forth new genes into this world that'll make a difference. He said, I've tried to patch them up. I've tried to fix them up. These genes have been corrupted. They've been torn. They've been dirty, praise God. He said, I've cleaned them. I've patched them. I've tried to repair them. He said, but they're beyond repair. Amen. God said, these old genes in this world way beyond repair. He said, it's time. God says, it's in the prospect of time, he said, it's time for some new genes. Amen. He said, it's time for some new genes, the new genes to come in, praise God. What we need is some new genes, praise God, in the hearts and the minds of men.
Amen.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless his holy name. He said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Amen. He said, therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Amen. He said, it's time, praise God, for something to move into the heart. He said, it's time for some new genes to take effect. It's time for new genes to come in. Amen. Take the place of those old. Those old have to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he got it. I don't know if you know this, but through the process of life starting, the life comes from the Father. Amen? That life comes from the Father. See, the mother has no, she has nothing to do with the giving of the life. The blood, the things that come, that make life come from the Father. And she said, that's why Mary was confounded. She said, I don't know. She said, I've not had any genes around, praise God, that's going to change the situation I'm in. God said, well, I'll tell you what I'm doing. He said, I'm going to give you some brand new genes, praise God. He said, I'm giving you new genes, praise God. That's out of this world, praise the Lord. I'm getting rid of the old. I'm going to give you brand new.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. So I'm going to let you start over. He said, it's just like humanity having an opportunity to start fresh. Amen. Praise God. He said, it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, that power that we have, bless His holy name, that power that we have through the Holy Spirit of God as He overshadows thee. And He said, that holy thing which shall be born. Amen. When Jesus was born, it was a holy thing. Amen. When Jesus was conceived, when He was born, praise God, it was a holy thing. It was new genes, praise God, had come out on the scene. They was without spot. They was without blemish. They was without holes, praise God. They was there to replace those old genes.
Amen.
God didn't just come. He'd been cleaning them up, putting them in a drawer too long. I guess God figured his dresser drawers was getting full. They didn't have no place to do with them old genes no more. Amen. I'll take you into the Salvation Army. Somebody. She said she'd take care of that wise God. Amen. But God said, I'm going to give you some new genes, praise God. He said, I'm just going to clean those drawers out. I'm going to get rid of them. Said, I'm going to give you some new genes to take place. Those that you can be proud of. Those that will stand up. Those without spot or blemish. He said, those without defilement. They don't have no tears, no wrinkles or any such thing. Praise God. He said, they're perfect. Perfect genes. And he said, it come from God Almighty down to me and you. Bless His holy name. It couldn't get no better than that, could it? But maybe just a little better. In John chapter 15, The Bible says that there's a day. John chapter 15, verse 20. He said, at that day you shall know that I am in my Father. Now Jesus is talking about when He prays the Father that He sends you His Spirit. That the Comforter would come and He'd abide in you. Amen? He said in verse 20, he says this, He said, at that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and what? And I in you. Amen? Praise the Lord. John 14:20. At that day, you shall know that I am in my Father. Amen. And ye in me, and I in you. That's what He's telling him. He said, there's those genes. Amen. God said, you know what? Through God Almighty, because He loves you like He does, He sent you some brand new genes. Everybody likes new genes. Amen. New jeans makes you feel important. Amen. Amen. New jeans can even make you popular. Amen. New jeans can get the people looking at you. Amen. But Jesus said, hey, listen. He said, I'm in my Father, and my Father in me. And He said, I'm in you. He said, you know what, church? He said, we've got brand new jeans. He said, when we've been born again, praise God, we have a new birth. We have new jeans. Don't have to run around in those old raggedy things. Don't have to run around in those old spotty, dirty things. Amen. Don't have to run around those old ripped up things. You know, people pay big money for that. They said in China they'd pay $100 a pair for your old wore out blue jeans. I got three drawers full. Amen. See, we keep saving them, praise God, we can retire. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad I got those genes from God. When I was born again, when God saved me, praise God, He saved me, He put me into His family, and He gave me brand new genes. Amen. The genes of my Lord Jesus Christ that lives in me. I'm living with the new genes from the power on high, the power of the highest. Praise God. Don't let nobody tell you your outfit ain't good. Praise God. Tell them you ought to see my outfit from the inside. Amen. Praise God. You say, praise the Lord. He said, when I got saved, just tell people, say, when I got saved, God gave me brand new jeans. Amen. Praise the Lord. 2/3 of these teenagers get saved if they thought they'd get new jeans. Amen. Especially if they're designer ones. Praise God. These are designer jeans. Glory be to God. Custom made for a child of the King. Amen. Bless His holy. When we get saved, praise the Lord, we get brand new jeans. Through God Almighty. Amen. He comes into us, Brother Kevin, and He outfits us, He dresses us up, and gives us brand new jeans. Praise God. We don't have to wander around in them old ones we used to have. Praise God. We just have to step up and say, thank you, Lord God, for giving me new jeans. Praise God. There's something down inside, something brand new. How do you know? Because that's what God said. I read in your hearing, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. It means they're caused to be new. The old's gone. And he said, God's caused it to be new. So you got your genes is brand new. Amen. Praise God. You have opportunity to be that new person in Christ Jesus. Because He made it. Why? Because He said we'd reconciled us to God. And all things are of God, which hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. He's restored us for service. The wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. He didn't put all them trespasses and sins on our account. He could have, but He didn't, because He said when He give you those new genes, praise God, He got rid of all that old stuff. All those spots and blemishes and soiled places in those old genes. Praise God, He said, them's not fit for nothing. He said, I'm just going to get rid of them. And He said, I'm going to give you new genes that don't have none of that. Amen.
Praise God. We got a clean slate. Bless the Lord that we can be used for Him. He said, now then we are ambassadors for Christ as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead be ye reconciled unto God. He said, we're representatives now. We're representatives of a higher power. Amen. And we're well equipped because we've got brand new genes. Amen. Praise God. We'll be looking okay in the presence of God. Amen. Amen. God be the glory.